Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Breweries in all 50 states raise a glass this week for American Craft Beer Week. In South Dakota, the festivities include taproom events and new beer releases. Casey Nordine is manager of the Minor Brewing Company Taproom, and he joins us now from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital Studio and SDPB's Rapid City Studio with an update. Hey, Casey, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
All right. It's a big week. Lots of planning goes into this week. Let's start with a little bit about your facilities because you have operations across the state.
We do, yeah. So we just celebrated our fifth anniversary at our Hill City location this past winter. So this will be our sixth summer. And then we just this week we are having our ribbon cutting for our new Sioux Falls location.
And where is that in Sioux Falls?
That is close to Shields in the Western Mall.
All right. So give us an idea of some of those events from across the state that people can look forward to.
Definitely. Well, just last night we had a great concert to add to our music series. It had Izzy Hell tie-in from New York, great folk musician. We've got fun stuff throughout the week, such as Irish Stout ice cream floats and our Pints and Paw photo contest where people can come in and take a picture with their dog. So just a little bit of something for everybody.
All right. Tell us a little bit about the beer releases and how, let's start with just how long it takes to sort of think about and develop something new for this week.
Definitely. We meet early on in the first quarter every year when we're talking about Craft Beer Week, so we have plenty of time to plan. Some of the things that we planned out for this year, our brewmaster, Sandy, experimented with a new mead. We've had some in the past, and this one that just came out is called our Bohemian Mead, so it's our chance to be unconventional and try something new. So we used several pounds of South Dakota honey in addition to clove and coriander. You get some great warm spice notes and fruit notes. So it's definitely something unique. And this is something that we try and do throughout Craft Beer Week is bring something new. One of the other things that we talked up in our early quarter one meetings was all of our love for summer and summer treats. So we have a beer coming out at the end of the week called a Tangerine Creamsicle, and it's inspired by a sherbet push pop. So all sorts of fun stuff.
All right, so what does that taste like? Describe to me what a push pop in craft beer, how does that translate?
Definitely. So the milkshake trend has hit the craft brew scene in the past couple of years. So this is our first time using the milkshake technique in a cream ale. We've done it with some IPAs in the past. So it's we actually add several gallons of vanilla ice cream throughout the brewing process. And this one also conditioned on tangerine puree after fermentation. So you get that creamy sweetness from the ice cream and the fruitiness. It definitely reminds you of that orange sherbet.
All right. So this is just a part of the bigger conversation about experimenting and trying new things and it just tasting. How do you invite people into a new taste because it might be completely defying their expectations?
Definitely. Well, the creamsicle is a great example. Most people probably haven't had a push pop themed beer before.
No.
So we'll always talk them through what they're about to experience, but the best way to know whether you like something is try it. So we always have offered flights both locations where people can come in and find some things that look interesting that they maybe haven't tried before. And then we can walk them through them and kind of explain those flavors that they're experiencing and where they're coming from.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the visitor season and Travel and Tourism Week. We just came off of that with a lot of celebration of visitors. And yet it seems like a tap room is a really local kind of space. So you're sort of doing, it could be a destination for sure, but then it also is, you know, beloved by the locals.
Definitely. It's a great balance. So we're just coming to the start of the peak season. We've got all of our new staff started. One of the things that we've enjoyed throughout the off season is like you've mentioned, that local loyal base. And so many of those people, especially in a small community like Hill City, are business owners themselves. So they are not only our best customers, but they are our best marketing. So if we can offer a product that they enjoy in an environment that they enjoy, they'll also send their guests our way.
You mentioned music and, you know, some of the events that, you're having around American Craft Beer Week, but certainly this sort of, you know, bringing music in or having events in is part of your overall, you know, business plan. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, local craft brewers and tap rooms as these cultural touchstones. Like, what do you want to be when you open a new place? What do you want to be in a community?
Definitely. I think that's a great point. One thing that's become evident across many different aspects of culture is that the craft beer scene and the brewery tap rooms aren't a bar. And people can take it or leave it, but so many people have come to love that. Some of our greatest customers are families. We get lots of young people coming in with their kids, and their kids can hang out and have a root beer and play yard games. We see the musicians taking a liking to the brewery scene. Like I mentioned, Izzy, that was just here on Monday, lined up his first Western tour, and most of his stops are breweries. And there's this culture that's very into the creative experimentation that goes hand in hand with the music scene. So it's a lot different experience than playing to a late night bar crowd. A lot of the people are there specifically for the music, and it creates more of a listening room sort of atmosphere.
I always think of it as a beer library.
Yeah, that's a great example.
It starts to it takes on that sort of community service kind of feel, only, you know, with different kinds of beer instead of information.
Definitely. That's another great point, too, about the craft beer scene is the focus on the hyper-local community. So one of the things that we do at both of our locations is our beer and bingo events. And we try and do those every month. For us, it's a little tough in the summertime, but we do it October through May. So we're about to have our last bingo of the year here on this coming Sunday. But with each bingo, we select a local nonprofit as the beneficiary, and we take free will donations throughout the event. We have fun with it, too. We always tell people, since it's for a charity, that we can bend the rules. So we'll take high bids and stuff on bingo numbers and have fun with it. So our bingo this Sunday is in Hill City. We'll be benefiting Feeding South Dakota. And on Saturday in Sioux Falls, they will be doing bingo for the Pink Boots Society, which is this great international society of women brewers. And they raise funds to fund scholarships to get more women into the brewing scene.
Let's talk a little bit before we let you go about just what makes a South Dakota craft beer. As you, you know, is it the self-expression of just like, hey, we made it, so therefore it's coming from, you know, who we are and the influences that we have, similar to art, or is it does it include this notion of, you know, like you mentioned, South Dakota honey, you know, locally sourcing the ingredients and you know, infusing some kind of heritage in it? How do you see that?
Yeah, I think both of those things are true. Just a quick example of both. Like I had mentioned, the Pink Boots Society, every year we do a Pink Boots brew, and we just had one called the Tapestry IPA. So this is a style that's selected by the Pink Boots Society and brewed across the world. So globally, there's all these breweries making the same thing. But like you mentioned, it's brewed in those individual places with their water and their system and their technique. So each one of those is unique, even though they're all the same style. On the other side, we've got some beers that are tried and true fan favorites. So things like our Choke Cherry Brown, where we can source local South Dakota choke cherries, but brew it in a traditional English style of way. So it's a way to kind of pay homage to the traditional brewing techniques, but also give it a unique South Dakota flair.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to try the Minor Tangerine Creamsicle and let you know how that goes, because it sounds appealing.
Yeah, that would be great.
Casey Nordine, thank you so much for being here with us. We appreciate your time.
Thanks so much.
It is American Craft Beer Week. Casey is the manager of the Minor Brewing Company Tap Room, events in Hill City, and the new space in Sioux Falls. Check out a craft brewery near you.